Hello, this is Tim Wright from St John's Church in Birkdale, and this is the talk for Mothering Sunday 2024. It was an interactive service involving the children, so it may appear that some of this talk sounds a little bit odd just listening to it on the phone or on the web. So today it's going to be a little bit different as we welcome you to our Mothering Sunday service. It's going to be a little bit interactive, so you can get involved if you want to. And this morning, it's going to be all about love. Love for other people by giving in different ways. And we're going to look at how showing love for others by giving is inspired by God showing us his love by giving us the gift of his son, Jesus. And many of us this morning will find a way to show our mums or other people that are special to us that we love them. Perhaps we've done something for them this morning, or we've given them something. Because you see, at the heart of love, it isn't something slushy and sentimental. You can save that for when you've got boyfriends or girlfriends, or even when you get married. But the real heart of love is giving. So let's have a look at some of the different ways that we can show love. Now, posted around the church on Mothering Sunday morning were cards that represented different things that we can give that show love. And we had some of our uniformed organisations stand by those cards and bring them out to me as I covered each particular item. So number one, the first is the giving of a gift. And in this case, it's a box of chocolates. Many of you this morning will have given chocolates or flowers to your mums this morning. And in church, we listened to some mums who told us what their favourite chocolates were. And some people in church had also told us about other gifts that they'd given to their mums. And in church as well, if any of the mums hadn't had flowers that morning, there was a chance for them all to take home a daffodil. So the first way of showing love by giving to someone is by giving them a gift. The second way is by giving someone time. Now, time is a very precious gift that we all have, but we can't create any more of it, and we can't nip down to the shops and buy any more of it. There's only 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, so it's a limited resource. And of course, we can all choose what we do with the time we've got available. Well, okay, perhaps not all of the time, because we do have to go to school or go to work and we've got to sleep. But there's still loads of time where we can choose what we do with it. We can choose to sit in front of the TV or play computer games. We can choose to have a few more hours sleep. That's what I choose sometimes. We can choose to spend time on our hobbies. And we can choose to give our time to someone else. And when we do that, the person we give our time to can feel really loved. And that means giving them our full attention and listening to them if they want to talk. It could also be doing something together, like playing a game or going for a walk. Some people give their time through volunteering and helping out where they see there is a need and where they can make a difference. So the second way of showing love by giving is by giving someone then the time that you have. The third way is giving people encouraging words or speaking encouraging words to someone else. And this is reminding us that the words that we speak are incredibly powerful. They can be used to build someone up or tear them down. And I'm sure we're all aware of the impact that words can have. You only need to take a look on social media or even the TV to see the sadness and hatred that can come from people being unkind with the words that they use. So the challenge for us today is to think really carefully about the words that we use, whether that's verbally when we're speaking face to face with people, sending texts or emails, or posting on social media. But we can show love by giving people an encouraging word. The fourth way of giving love is to serve someone. Wow, This is a really important one, isn't it? Because over the years, our mums and dads and other people who care for us will probably have done so much for us. They might wash and iron our clothes, cook our food. They might even tidy up after us when we make a mess. Some of us might even be in our 20s and our dads still clear up after us. Aren't we, Lucy? That's my daughter, by the way. But they do this because they love us, and we can show our love for them by doing simple acts of service like emptying the bin, taking the dog for a walk, feeding the cat, cutting the lawn, or maybe doing some washing up. So that's a fourth way of showing love by giving to someone, is serving them. And the final way that we're going to look at this morning of giving love is by forgiving somebody who has hurt us. The gift of forgiveness. That person might have lied about us or said something nasty about us or done something else to upset us. But whatever they've done, God wants us to learn forgiveness to others, because not only is holding on to unforgiveness bad for us, but our relationships are the most precious thing that we have. So hopefully these examples show us that giving is at the heart of love, whether we're giving a gift, giving our time, giving encouraging words, serving others, or forgiving. And God has shown us his love in the most wonderful way. Just listen to this verse from John 3:16. You'll have heard it many times, but we're going to look at it again this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We're going to look at this verse in a little bit more detail this morning, and we're going to break down that verse into 5 points. The first is the first two words, for God. Well, these first two words of the verse tell us exactly who we're dealing with. It's God. Whatever comes next in this verse, it starts with God. And everything started with God. He created us, and he was there in the beginning. He is here now, here this morning, and will be here throughout eternity, or in other words, forever. And God isn't some distant, unknowable, white-haired, bearded man sitting in the clouds. He's the creator of everything. And he's got a plan for the world and a plan for you and for me. And he's given us the perfect instruction book, the Bible, for us to live our lives in a way that will give us the best life possible. For God, and the second few words are, for God so loved the world. Now, what does that mean? The world. Well, God certainly loved the physical world, the earth. After all, he made it, and he made it perfectly. But just look around you at the incredible detail that we see in nature. Look at how incredible we all are, how our bodies work. Look at the beautiful countryside we see around us. Amazing animals, birds, plants, insects. The world did not come about by accident. It was perfectly and beautifully designed by God. So yes, God does love this place where we all live. But in this verse, the world he's referring to really is you and me. For God so loved the world might just as well read, for God loves you and me. Okay, so far. So God, so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. This next part of the verse is incredible. God so loved you and me that he gave his one and only Son. Let's just think for a minute what that means. Who is God's one and only Son? Yes, it's Jesus. Jesus, who was fully man, born of a woman in Bethlehem. We all know the Christmas story. But whilst he was a man, he was also fully God. It's a bit hard for us to understand. But it tells us here that Jesus was God's one and only Son. Therefore, by definition, he must be God too. But the verse tells us more. It tells us that God gave us his son. What does it mean when it says he gave us his son? Well, it's referring to Jesus' death on the cross. But why is that important? Well, it's because without Jesus, we are separated from God. When God made the world, it was perfect. But as human beings, we've not looked after it. And we've not behaved in the way that God intended. It's called sin. And it all started with Adam and Eve when they ate from the tree that God told them to leave alone. And because of that sin, we are separated from God. We have drifted away from him. But Jesus' death on the cross was the sacrifice made for us to restore, to mend, if you like, the relationship between us and God. That's what Jesus did for us. So what's the part that we need to play? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him. Thankfully, the Bible is our instruction book, gives us the answer about the part that we need to play. And our response to what Jesus did on the cross is to believe in him. It really is as simple as that, and it's what faith is all about. It's about believing that what is written in the Bible is true. It's about accepting that when Jesus died on the cross, he restored our relationship with God. He paid the price for sin. And on that first Easter day, God raised him from the dead. And he is now in heaven, preparing a place for us. Our job is to believe in him. And that brings us to the final part of the verse. That whoever believes in him, well, so what? Well, a big so what? Shall not perish, but have eternal life. What amazing news this is. If we believe in him, the reward for us is eternal life. In other words, when we die, we will be with him in heaven. That's a promise from God. And it's the ultimate demonstration of his love for us. Which takes us back to the beginning of the talk. At the heart of love, at the centre of love, in the middle of love is giving. And God loves us so much that he gave us the ultimate gift of Jesus. And the challenge for all of us here this morning is that we all have to make a decision whether we are going to accept the gift of eternal life from a God who loved us so much that he gave his son for us. Because it's only through faith and a relationship with Jesus that we can receive that gift of eternal life. Amen.